Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Let's take a look now at your morning update for Monday, May 16th. Brought to you by the Red River Pilots baseball team, who is in need of some host families. Yeah, they need a place for the players, coaches, and personnel to kind of hang their hats for the summer. Also looking for a PA announcer, concession workers, and 21-plus-year-old servers. Now, their first home game is May 31st. Any of these look like you might have fun time doing them? Get a hold of Matt at RedRiverPilots.com. Again, Matt at RedRiverPilots.com. Well, on Saturday around 6 o'clock, a report of a deceased person caught in a log jam. Officers with the Grand Forks Police Department were dispatched to the area of the pedestrian bridge near the North Boat Landing. On arrival, officers confirmed what a witness had reported and began a recovery process to extract the victim from the water. Body was removed from the area and transported to the UND Pathology Lab for further examination. Recovery process was led by the Grand Forks Fire Department and the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office Water Rescue Team, along with Altru Ambulance and the Grand Forks Police. Anyone with information relating to this situation is asked to call the Grand Forks Police Department. Well, Joshua Franklin has been charged with two felonies: attempted murder, intentional or knowing adult victim, dangerous weapon, firearm and aggravated assault, dangerous weapon, and other weapon adult victim. Now, court documents show that the next time he may be in court is June 13th for a preliminary hearing. Now, Franklin was arrested for an attempted murder, accused of cutting his roommate's neck. Grand Forks Police Department received a 911 call around 8 a.m. on March 26th to the 1700 block of Cottonwood Street. Officers found a man with an injury to his neck caused by a knife. He was taken to Altru Ambulance. Another man who was the victim's roommate was at the residence during the preliminary investigation. After further investigation, 29-year-old Joshua Franklin was arrested on April 1st for attempted murder. Formal charges are being reviewed by the Grand Forks County State's Attorney's Office. Well, you know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now, doesn't it? Well, say with an oil change. Nobody wants to spend the time to do it. Tell you what, head on over to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes are done within about 15, maybe 20 minutes. And they do more than that. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries included in your oil change. They'll top off your fluids, check your tires, your battery, your lights, your wipers, your cabin air filter. You also get discounts for fleets and the military. And they can text and email invoices and coupons. And make sure you mention GFBS. They'll give you 10 bucks off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available if you live in Grand Forks, too. Tell you what, for a complete oil change and more, it's Valvoline Instant Oil Change, 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462 and tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, this weekend, amid severe flooding, Governor Tim Walz traveled to northwest Minnesota to meet with farmers and survey the impact of severe flooding on the spring planting season. Walz visited Jim Nelson's farm near Oslo. Now, this time last year, Nelson and his sons were completely done with planting. This spring, their fields are flooded. Walz says the delay will not only impact farmers' livelihoods, but will likely impact crop yields, profitability, and international trade. He's authorized temporary regulatory relief for motor carriers and drivers supporting spring crop planting in Minnesota. In late April, Governor Walz authorized the Minnesota National Guard to provide support for emergency flood operations in northwest Minnesota, including personnel, equipment, and resources. Well, Dr. Scott Jensen, a skeptic of the government's response to COVID-19, has won the Minnesota GOP's endorsement to challenge Democratic Governor Tim Walz in the November election. After a wild ride, Jensen went over the top of the ninth ballot with 65% of the vote. Jensen led on the first two ballots, then regained the lead on the seventh ballot. Jensen's comeback ended a surge by business executive Kendall Qualls, who fell to 33% of the final ballot after taking the lead on the fourth. Minnesota GOP Chairman David Hahn says he does not expect Jensen to face serious challenge in the August 9th primary. And finally, in sports, Major League Baseball Twins beat the Guardians 3-1 yesterday. They play the Oakland Athletics out in Oakland at 8:40 tonight. High school baseball, Eastside hosts Roseau at 4 or 6. We're not quite sure. Sacred Heart might be in there, too. Look at their website. That's what you basically get. Grand Forks Red River at Fargo Shanley at 2, then at West Fargo Cheyenne at 5. Grand Forks Central is at Wobbeton for a 4 o'clock game. Girls softball, Fargo North at Grand Forks Central at 4. Valley City at Grand Forks Red River at 4:30. Red Lake Falls at East Grand Forks, Sacred Heart at 1. Badger Greenbush Middle River They'll be in Eastside to play the Green Wave Girls at 3 o'clock and Girls Tennis, Grand Forks, Red River, and Valley City at 2 o'clock. Well, there you go. That's a look at your sports. Time now for your weather. Here's Brad Werner with Region Weather Live.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Brad Werner from Region Weather Live, and this is your Grand Forks Best Source forecast. And well, we've had a pretty good last couple of days, and it looks like we're going to continue to have a few more as we continue to remain under the upper level ridge. There might be a few passing showers on Tuesday, but otherwise looking pretty quiet. Looks like the next big system starts to move into our area on Thursday and into portions of Friday, as you can see that big system starting to dig into our area. But as I said, up until that point, we're actually looking at a pretty nice couple of days. Monday's looking like it's going to be dry. Tuesday, there might be a couple of passing showers, as we're actually going to be sitting in between a couple of low pressure systems, one to our north and another one further to our south. So as we sit in between, maybe a few passing showers on Tuesday, and then again, a slight chance on Wednesday. But overall, looking like a pretty good next couple of days. And actually, our winds will sort of cooperate over the next couple of days as well, as Monday and Tuesday are looking fairly light. As we get into Wednesday, southwest winds will eventually give way to more northwesterly winds and may increase a little bit, but we're not even looking at anything too super strong there as well. Your forecast for the next 3 days, for today, partly to mostly sunny with just a few passing high clouds, winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour, the highest 61. Tuesday, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers, winds southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour, the highest 65. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of showers, winds southwest becoming northwest 10 to 20 and gusting to 28 miles per hour, high of 72 degrees. For more detailed information, check out my YouTube and Facebook page at Region Weather Live. Or Grand Forks Best Source at Region Weather Live. I am meteorologist Brad Werner.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. And there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by C&H Insurance. In East Grand Forks, we begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. Now, this concept remains to be their priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. You know what? For all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy at 218-773-0287 or stop by 1427 Central Avenue Northwest in East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source, we insure through C&H. And maybe you should too. C&H Insurance over on the east side. Well, it's kind of a sports week this week. And today at 11, we talk with Chad Hoff about the Greater Grand Forks Youth Football Association and more. Everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit the notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show that way. And also become a patron on Podbean, a chance to win some really great stuff. Grand Forks, speaking of great, is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.